Psalm 111 is our psalm for today as we're reading through the Bible in a year. And I'm going to rearrange it just a little bit. How many people came to worship God this morning? Everybody. Okay, with just a little part of you, or are you going to really get in there and worship?
Get in there and worship.
Well, I'm going to start on verse 2 of this psalm. So I'm going to tell you what it's all about. God's works are so great, worth a lifetime of study, endless enjoyment. That doesn't sound like the King James, does it? Nope. I read it in the King James, and I thought, I'm going to go to the Message and see what it says. I loved it, so listen with me and get excited as I did about this psalm. Splendor and beauty mark his craft. His generosity never gives out. His miracles are his memorial. The God of grace, this God of love. He gave food to those who fear him. He remembered to keep his ancient promise. He proved to his people that he could do what he said. Hand them the nations on a platter, a gift. He manufactures truth and justice. All his products are guaranteed to last. Amen. His products are guaranteed to last. Never out of date. We all know about that, don't we? Buy a computer, by the time you get it home and get it plugged in and get it working, there's a better one out. Amen. Never out of date, never obsolete, and they're rust-proof. All that he makes and does is honest and true. He paid the ransom for his people. He ordered his covenant kept forever. He's so personal and holy, worthy of our respect. The good life begins in the fear of God. Do that and you'll know the blessing of God. His hallelujahs last forever. Now let's stand and let's say the first verse together. Hallelujah! I give thanks to God with everything I've got, wherever good people gather and in the congregation. Are we good people? Amen. And are we gathering together in the congregation? Then let's do what we're made to do. Let's worship him this morning.